This is KCUR. Research shows that teacher burnout is highest in urban schools. These teachers are often younger and less qualified than their counterparts in suburban and rural areas. But one Kansas City Metro district is not only defying these trends, it's reversing them. KCUR's Kyle Palmer has more.
Veteran teacher Rebecca McIntosh says she couldn't imagine doing anything but this.
All right, everybody go like this.
Teaching grades K through 5 at Grandview's alternative school.
It's the hardest work I've ever done, and you cry every day and you laugh every day.
All right, big kids, you let me down on that one. What about
her job may sound challenging to many, but McIntosh seems thrilled at the emotional roller coaster of her work. Her students are some of Grandview's most at risk, with anger issues and severe learning deficits.
It's teaching distilled down to its very essence. You have to find out what the kids need to learn, and you have to create an environment where those skills happen.
McIntosh admits there are tough days.
You have to just push through.
And she has pushed through. She is going into her 21st year teaching in Grandview, which is not exceptional in a district that is one of the most experienced around Kansas City. Grandview teachers have an average of 15 years on the job. That's 15 years serving a student population that is more than three quarters free and reduced price lunch. This is a statistical anomaly.
Teachers who are in urban schools or in high poverty schools tend to leave those schools and the profession at a higher rate.
MU economics professor Michael Podgursky. He says high rates of teacher burnout can hurt student learning, especially in high poverty schools. To close the achievement gap, Podgursky's solution to this problem is straightforward.
Get more or retain more of the high quality teachers and employ fewer of the lower quality teachers, or make them better. And that's what's going to move the needle.
Evidence suggests Grandview is moving the needle. Of the districts around Kansas City with similar levels of student poverty, Grandview not only has the most experienced teachers, but also the highest test scores. Now it appears veteran teachers around the metro want in.
Keep going.
On a rainy morning a week before school starts, the district's 30 new teachers take a bus tour around the district. They stop here at Grandview High School and hear a brief chat from a veteran administrator.
And almost every teacher, when I've asked them, what is what you like about the high school? What do you love? Students and people I work with.
Though these teachers are new to Grandview, many of them are not new to teaching. The average experience level of this group is 9 years. That's higher than some nearby districts' overall average. Joe McCormick has taught 12 years and is coming from an urban district in Kansas.
And I'm really excited about moving to a district where there are enough funds to support the schools.
McCormick will teach high school science. She says her old district was a great place to work, but did not feel as unified as Grandview.
This district has one high school, so you feel every student funnels through this place. There's a sense of community that doesn't exist as much maybe in a larger district. It's kind of neat.
Grandview has about 4,000 students and less than 300 teachers, much smaller than most of its urban counterparts around Kansas City. Lori DeAnda with the district's Human Resources Office says that tight-knit community means teachers feel more accountable to colleagues, students, and families.
If you go to the grocery store, somebody's going to recognize you here. And I think that's a great quality because while you're friendly, people are still watching over you and have expectations.
It undoubtedly helps, too, that the district's salary and benefits packages are some of the best in the region. But DeAnda says veteran teachers need more than that. She argues things like test scores speak to the focus Grandview has on student achievement. Veteran teachers come here wanting to be pushed at the end of their careers.
I think they know, just from having conversations, that they will come here and that we're doing that hard work. Grandview is not the place to come if you're just looking for a place to be and collect some money.
Still, district officials are mindful of not only attracting teachers but keeping them. Last year, the district saw a slight uptick in the number of teachers who left the district, though more than 90% still returned. Rebecca McIntosh admits many of her younger colleagues don't stick around as much as she would like, but she understands the challenges they face.
That first initial rookiness wears off, and then I think the full weight of what you've undertaken becomes very real to you, and the administrative, paperwork, bureaucratic part of it rears up in front of you and is in conflict with teaching you want to be doing.
McIntosh says she has lucked into a good situation in Grandview, a classroom and a district that at times to her feel like a dream. McIntosh actually seems like she's not looking forward to retirement.
It's going to be impossible, I think, for me to go back to real life after doing this.
That's a feeling many districts hope their veteran teachers have. Kyle Palmer, KCUR News.
This story is part of KCUR's ongoing Teaching It Forward project. To hear more stories like this one and other related content, you can go to our website, kcur.org/teaching.